at 1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Global leaders expressing disappointment as Israel orders tens of thousands of Palestinians to leave the southern Gaza city of Rafah, raising the likelihood of an Israeli invasion. CBS's Remy Innocencio from Tel Aviv.
A Hamas spokesman says the militant group is still willing to keep negotiations for a permanent ceasefire, quote, with an open heart. CIA Director Bill Burns is still in this region in Doha for emergency talks with Qatar's prime minister.
Here in the U.S., pro-Palestinian protesters interrupt college commencements. Northeastern Dean Kelly Tsai.
Out of respect for your community and honored guests, I ask that you let us continue with this event.
South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem begs off answering a question from CBS Mornings on whether a claim in her new book that she met with Kim Jong-un is true.
That anecdote, I've asked them to change the content and it will be removed.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. It's back to school today in Mount Horeb. Counselors are on hand. The Wisconsin Justice Department says a teenager was brandishing a pellet rifle outside the middle school last Wednesday. Police are on leave after killing the boy. State agents are poring over body camera video. The boy never got into the school and no one inside was hurt. Talks are ongoing between universities of Wisconsin leaders and student protesters over encampments. Campus police Friday agreed not to interfere with the tent village in Madison, but UW System President Jay Rothman says other demands are off the table.
The issues that are being protested are ones of foreign policy, not of university investment. So I just view that as a red herring.
Rothman speaking on WYSN-TV's Up Front. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. There's single-lane closures in both directions on 8th Street South beginning today. The closures will happen between the East Riverview Expressway and East Grand Avenue due to concrete joint sealing. City crews began at 6 this morning and should finish the task by 3 p.m. on Friday. Please use caution and expect possible delays. The Wisconsin Rapids branch of the First National Bank building will close permanently on Thursday next week. The building on the corner of West Grand Avenue and 3rd Avenue South was built in 1919, according to the Wisconsin Historical Society. If your last name is Conway or Witter, your lineage may root in Wisconsin Rapids banking history. Wisconsin Rapids City Times reports W.J. Conway and J.D. Witter both had their hands in the creation of this bank, which first opened in 1871. The doors will officially close at the end of the day on May 16th, 2024. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Welcome to the morning show, everybody. Got your host, James J. here. I am joined by our head of news, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
And head of engineering, Seth Habegger, our production, Seth Habegger.
Gave me a promotion. Thank you. Good morning.
Yes, yes.
Good morning, everybody.
I don't know if that's a promotion, Seth.
Yeah.
Probably not.
And we want to welcome the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Hope you had a great weekend. We're going to kick things off with our good friend, Brittany Merlot. Brittany, it's good to have you with us.
Yes, how are you? How was your weekend?
Oh, ours was very exciting.
Yeah,
none of us slept, and we're very tired, but we're also very, very excited. We'll be getting into the WBAs in just a moment. We did miss you there. Hopefully, we're going to make sure that we see you there next year, though. Brittany, what has Mother Nature got in store for us other than these beautiful blue skies right now?
I think she's just got a trophy for you.
Nicely done.
Sunshine. 70s, so you know you guys have nothing to worry about today, but enjoy it. How's that?
All right, we'll do. Love we'll
it.
Do.
Yes, yes. So yeah, mid-70s. That's it. Enjoy it.
Yeah, there we go. That's
oh,
I mean,
my God. Celebrate.
Yeah, you don't need more than that. I mean, really,
that's the best forecast ever. I love that.
This is the way all forecasts should be done.
Yeah.
Really, this is, I mean, just the good stuff. Just the exact opposite.
is it like a Family Guy where he's like, it's gonna rain, and that's it? That's all
he's saying.
It's raining!
It's very aggressive, very quick weather, yes. We appreciate you, Brittany. Thank you so much for that. I hope you had a good weekend. Looking forward to hanging out with you again tomorrow.
Yes, I'll have bad news for you then.
So. Yeah. Well, we'll avoid that for now.
You have a good one, Brittany. Thanks for joining us.
You too.
She's the best. Brittany Merlot joining us there with a nice forecast for us.
We'll take that.
We have got a lot to take this morning. We're going to have some fun. We're going to get into the WBAs with you, everybody. We'll touch on that in a little bit. More on that even later. Mm-hmm. And we'll get into some other fun stuff. In just a moment, it's National Beverage Day, so we're going to touch on that as well.
Ooh, okay.
We have the El Cafe birthday and anniversary club for everybody to look forward to. How much does your body need of movement? How much movement does it need? What kind of movement does it need? We're going to get into that as
okay.
well.
All right.
We have something about science and watching sports. That's going to be fun.
Did you hear that
I'm
in his
skeptical.
Voice? Did
yeah,
you hear that
yeah,
in his you, voice? He's like, ha-ha.
You have every right to be skeptical, Melissa. Every right. Maybe a little entertainment news if we have time, because the 9 o'clock hour not only is going to be jam-packed with a really great local good story of the day that we're looking forward to touching on. And no, it is not us with the winning WBAs. It's not that. But we are going to get into the Kitchen's Open. Of course, it's a Monday, 9 o'clock hour. You know the Kitchen's Open will be there for you.
Mm-hmm.
But we're looking forward to a really special, unique one for today. Day. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Going to be a little longer than we usually do, but that's because it's worth it. It's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have some fun with that. I do want to kick things off. Just we will get into the complete list of winners for Civic Media in the 9 o'clock hour during the Kitchen's Open, but I do want to touch on just a couple of the top wins, if you will,
mm-hmm.
and how that went. Just a really quick gloss over of that for the weekend, because I heard from a number of listeners that were really wondering what happened.
Well, we've been talking about it for weeks.
Right.
Yeah, and that's a fair question to have. So if I could just quote from my man Seth right here. So if this were the Olympics, we would have finished with 3 gold, 2 silver, and 4 bronze.
Hey.
That's perfect.
That's right.
I thought
awesome.
You worded that perfectly.
I love it.
Let's go ahead and just tell them real quickly our gold medal standings, wins. Melissa, would you mind starting that?
Oh, well, we got a gold medal, first place for the Kitchen's Open.
Yeah.
That's right.
Oh, wait a second. I got to do this.
Oh, let's get the...
It's not official yet.
Until we get
official.
The... There we go. There we go. All right.
Now it's...
Winning bell.
Yes,
it won
the winning.
In the category of Best Radio Show.
Yes.
Woo. Yes. Nicely done. Nicely done, Melissa. Mm-hmm. Couldn't have been happier.
Well, thank you. And now Seth?
Yeah.
Oh, let's see. I won Best Promotional Announcement for Seth Faces the Music promo. That's won a gold medal for that.
Yes. Well done, you two. Mm-hmm. I couldn't have been prouder, happier, and it means a lot. It means a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I suppose I should probably go next, right?
Yeah, yes, go. Come on. Don't leave us hanging.
Come on, James.
He gave himself more glory music.
I'd like to take this moment to truly thank all the people over the 20-some years I've been in radio that I've stepped on. I didn't expect to get emotional. I'm sorry. The blackmailing. God, so much. My goodness. The amount of people. The amount of people that I've had to just. I can't do
Step
this.
Over.
I can't do it. I can't do it.
No.
So we as a team won for Director's Cut, WFHR won Director's Cut interview with Mary Jo Peel for a small market radio news and talk best interview of 2023.
Best interview. Wow. That's crazy, man.
Best interview.
Yeah,
best interview.
Every interview that was done in this state in a small market paled in comparison. No, I could not be more humble about this, to be completely honest with you guys. I just don't know how to handle this.
So. Right. He was dying to do that bit.
Yeah,
he was dying to do
really,
it.
Yeah. I was really going to. We're really dying to. We appreciate you guys caring and watching. I heard from a number of listeners. They watched the WBAs.
Oh, cool.
That's very cool. Again, we're going to get into more of this a little bit later.
But we'll cover our silver and bronze during the during the Kitchen's Open segment.
But I do, really quickly, before we get into our first segment of the day, I do have to say one thing. First off, I do want to thank the Best Listeners Radio. Mm-hmm. I want to say that the only thing missing was Chuck, Pam, Laura, you know, Ashley. Mm-hmm. Having our whole team there would have been cool. But you were there in spirit. We were thinking of you. Mm-hmm. And I want to thank Marcus in Heart of Wisconsin Media. Mm-hmm. I want to thank them not only for the paint job, but for the faith that they had in us. Mm-hmm. And I think that that helped us build as a team and helped us have faith in each other and ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We wouldn't be where we are here without Marcus.
That's right.
Yeah, absolutely. And a big shout out to him. And I have to thank Civic. Mm-hmm. I want to thank specifically Sage Weil. I want to thank him for the investment, for believing in us. Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is what happens when you invest, when you believe in local radio. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This is what can happen. And it's not just winning awards. It's not just coming in second, third, or something like that for an award. The connections we are able to make, running into other TV and radio stations, the amount of times that we had people come up to our tables and thank us and tell us that they like what Civic Media is doing.
Yes.
Hey, what are you guys doing over there? Hey, you guys hiring? You know, like that kind of stuff, right. Man. Like, that was exciting. That was just as cool, just as exciting, because we are so dang proud to be a part of this company. And that felt really good, too. Mm-hmm. That felt pretty darn good. So we'll get into more later, but looking forward to that. Join us all hour long, of course, the next 2 hours.
We may mention it once or twice
throughout
the hours.
Could come up. It's a national beverage day, everybody.
All right.
And if you're curious, you're wondering, hey, what is the most popular drinks out there? So you're supposed to celebrate by kicking back and enjoying your favorite beverage.
All right.
So a dubious new poll looked at the top cocktail people have been Googling in all 50 states.
Okay.
Now keep in mind that this is a beverage, so it could be like, I love chocolate milk. So I'm going to...
Right.
I haven't had chocolate milk in months. Mm-hmm. I don't even know the last time I had it. I am having some today.
I bought
today.
You some for your birthday. I had
some in February.
February.
Somehow I just remembered. You're so right.
This is your memory speaking, James.
And Melissa's underselling that. She bought me a gallon of chocolate milk.
No, it was a quarter gallon.
It was awesome. Yeah, it was awesome.
Whatever it was, it was great.
It was so good. It's really good stuff, too. So here we go with this list. And, of course, they're focusing on alcoholic drinks. But there's other great drinks out there. Hawaiian Punch, maybe? I don't know. I'm just throwing
coffee?
That up. Yeah, coffee. Ooh. Oh, coffee. So margaritas were number one in 31 states. It's also the top drink Canadians are searching for.
What? Really?
Really?
Didn't see that one coming.
They need to know how to make them. They don't understand.
Yeah, look at that. It was on Sunday.
That's true.
Oh, wow.
So there was probably a lot of people wondering, oh, wait, Cinco de Mayo. That means I have to drink a margarita.
I offered one yesterday.
Oh, well, see, there you go.
Like, sorry, I have to work, so I'm going to pass.
All those poor people out there having to drink those.
Having to drink margaritas,
who had no interest, but they just wanted to celebrate. Martini, 9 states had that. It's its number one. It's number one in D.C. as well.
Okay, makes sense.
And then a Constantine.
A what?
A Constantine. It's an old drink from the 1930s that's kind of like a gin martini, but with a splash of absinthe.
Whoa.
Just throw that in there. Just a splash of absinthe.
Is that legal now? I think it is, but
I have no idea. It's so much to the point where I'm not even sure. I wasn't even confident.
Are you allowed to say that?
No. Yeah, I wasn't even confident saying it. It's supposedly the top search in Michigan, New Mexico, North Dakota, South Dakota, and West Virginia.
Wow.
Now, I'm not sure where that's coming from, to be honest with you. I like, usually these things pop up because of pop culture. I don't know anything where the last time that's been brought up.
I love those states that are like, you know what? My martini does not have enough alcohol in it, even though it's purely made out of stuff with alcohol in it. I need something more.
Yeah. It's like when I have my coffee and I put in a little bit of creamer and then I put in a little bit of sugar. Like, did I really need to do that? The creamer has sugar in it.
A little bit, yeah.
It's supposedly the top search in Michigan, New Mexico. Okay, so.
Yeah.
A mojito is the top search in 2 states, Arkansas and Wisconsin.
Really?
They're pretty refreshing.
Yeah.
They have, mint and and rum.
I know I've had one before, but I don't remember if I liked it or what it tasted like. I'm sure it was minty. I'm sure it was.
I really has to do, you know, I honestly think this list has to do when they ask the questions. Because say, what if they had just, if they had asked the questions this last week, the run up to the Kentucky Derby, then people would have been like, how do you make a mint julep? You know, that kind of thing. Because that's like the drink associated with the Derby, so... I don't know.
How was the Bloody Mary not number one in Wisconsin?
That's kind of shocking.
That is shocking. That is shocking to me. To me, at least.
I don't know. If they asked for what breakfast alcoholic beverage,
it
would have been.
There you go.
Pina
colada was number one in Hawaii, and Nevada is searching for Bloody Marys. So they
Nevada is hangover stuff. Yeah.
The only state that didn't post results was Kentucky, but they were number one. But their number one would have been this weekend, probably mint juleps.
Mint juleps because of the Derby. Yeah.
Now that just seems like a weird coincidence that Kentucky didn't show up in this list because they didn't really participate, which is weird. How could they not participate? This wasn't something that it was a survey; it was something they were pulling data. Is Kentucky holding on their data?
Yeah, is this something new that we can do? Can we do that?
Oh, wait a minute. Okay, so we know what's Avi, outside of the mint juleps this time of year and everything. What is the big drink coming out of Kentucky? What are they known for?
Yeah, whiskey, right?
Whiskey.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Were they just trying to box out, or was it you know what we're doing here? You don't need our data. We're holding on to our data here in Kentucky.
Like the one week they didn't want anyone to think, because otherwise it's whiskey.
Yeah.
But they didn't want anyone to think that it was mint juleps. Wait a minute. Why is Kentucky talking about mint juleps? Does it make any sense?
What is your top non-alcoholic drink that you would have today? If you could have one beverage, you want that special drink or something like that. I know that I've mentioned before, my Nana, I could offer her a billion different things. A nice cold glass of ice water.
That's
exactly what she would want. You know, there's somebody,
that's cool.
Everybody's got their favorite drinks. Mm-hmm. I mentioned chocolate milk before.
Mm-hmm.
And Melissa, do you have a drink that you would choose, a non-alcoholic one? Or an alcoholic. We need to choose whatever.
Yeah. I like water. Mm. I drink a lot of water.
Mm-hmm. It's good for you.
But if there's any beverage that I could have, if the world was my oyster and my insides didn't hate me, I would also choose chocolate milk.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's cool.
Stunning.
I used to love chocolate milk.
Really? Oh, I didn't
know. You
know,
for me, it would be, and this is kind of bringing me back, a Shirley Temple or Kitty cocktail.
Oh, yeah.
I remember getting those. It was you were at a place that had a bar, and your parents said, oh, do you want a Kitty cocktail? And they would make it up. And it was, it was super sweet because of everything they put in it, but it was a treat. And it just kind of,
so cool.
Yes, because they put the little umbrella or because they put cherries in it, a little sword or whatever.
Sometimes a pineapple if you're at a fancy place.
Yeah, and then you would drink it and be super thirsty because it was all sugar.
Yeah.
It didn't quench your thirst at all.
did either of you guys have a relative that had a bar in their basement?
Yes, I did. Yes.
They were pretty big for a while there.
They were 80s.
Yeah.
Definitely during the 80s. Yeah.
My Uncle Rich had one, and I miss him all the time. We lost him a while back, but he was a great man. And he would make me one of those Shirley Temples or whatever or anything like that, and he would let me do my Arthur impression while I was drinking. Hey, I just love this Shirley Temple. It's beautiful. So picture like a 8-year-old me with this Shirley Temple trying to act drunk and not knowing what being drunk really is. Just a bad impression of Dudley Moore from Arthur.
Oh, my gosh. You know, it's a good thing there weren't camera phones back then. That's all I'm going to say. You would have gotten in a lot of trouble. Or your uncle would have
gotten a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
He would only give me the Shirley Temple, though, because I actually thought there was the tiniest bit of alcohol in there. So I thought I was method acting or something like
that.
There you
go.
I was a crazy kid, man.
Oh, they've done lots of studies. They've done lots of studies to show that people can get drunk on no alcohol.
Yeah.
If they think there's alcohol in it.
We have to get to break. Let's take a quick call before we do. Good morning. You're on the show.
Well, first of all, congratulations. But secondly, my non-alcoholic beverage of choice is going to be that I'm treating myself to a coffee this morning, and I think everyone should.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Yes. Excellent. Yes.
Well said. Thank you. Thank you, Laura. Appreciate it. See you later. We will see you guys in a little bit, too. We got the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club coming up right here for you on Morning Show at WFHR.
Put the flavor back in your life with El Cafe and never settle for bland food again. They may be a small-town diner with a quaint menu, but the flavors here are big. Start your day right with El Café's Irish Benedict, consisting of poached eggs topped with sliced corned beef on an English muffin covered in hollandaise sauce. Yum. El Café is a proud sponsor of WFHR's Birthday and Anniversaries Club, so tune in for your chance to win a meal from El Café and put some fiesta into your special day.
Weight isn't just a number. It's a ticking bomb that will one day ruin your health, if it hasn't already. Sick and tired of fad diets that don't work? Wausau Weight Loss offers you the real deal, a natural, effective path to weight loss without the hassle of counting calories or endless gym hours. With our proven program, clients are shedding up to a pound a day. Real people, real results. Hear their stories. Witness the transformation.
Hi, I'm Ivor from Marshfield. I lost 130 pounds and over 60 inches. I've got so much more energy than I ever had before, and I also have the confidence to pursue cycling and kayaking and keeping up with my grandkids.
Wausau Weight Loss offers a groundbreaking approach with no gimmicks or temporary fixes. Just sustainable, healthy weight loss. Don't wait. Diffuse that ticking health bomb with Wausau Weight Loss and lose as much as 30 pounds in a month. Visit WausauWeightLoss.com or call now for your free, no-obligation consultation at 715-502-4748. 715-502-4748. That's 715-502-4748.
Spring has arrived, and so have many new and used vehicles at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, your neighborhood family-owned dealership, and this week's proud sponsor of Pet of the Week on locally grown radio WFHR. Tune in on Thursdays at 9 a.m. to hear about what's happening at the Southwood County Humane Society and learn about a pet that may become a new friend. Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep is located at 1910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids and online at johnsonsons.com.
You're listening to locally grown radio WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids' home for the Devil's Advocates.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 71 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, 48. Tomorrow, cloudy, scattered showers, isolated thunderstorms with some locally heavy rain, and a high tomorrow near 61. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
It's time to do some celebrating with our good friends over at El Cafe. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over there right now. They're at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Go wish them a great day from all of us here at WFHR. Encourage you to do so, everybody. Mm-hmm. Can I share something with you guys in the audience real quick?
Sure.
We love our sponsors and are incredibly thankful for them. Mm-hmm. And I know for me, I've always liked the idea of, well, El Cafe, we don't just mention what the copy says. Mm-hmm. We go ahead and ramble about them a little bit, talk about them. They're a local business. We want to support them. Same thing with our friends from the Ground Up Coffee Shop that sponsored the Sunrise Show. Mm-hmm. Wonderful mm-hmm. local business. I cannot encourage you enough, if you've never been over there or you haven't been there in a while, go over to the Ground Up. They're at 251 West Grand Avenue.
Oh my gosh.
So 221 Market Avenue, and then I got 251.
Don't mix them up, James.
I'm so worried that I'm going to give the addresses for both, like the flip them. I don't mean to do that. I'm so sorry.
Well, they're
sorry,
two different towns. That helps, though. So
it does help.
In my defense, dyslexia.
Yeah, totally, man. Totally. We're with you.
That's all I got, man.
Yeah.
It's okay.
We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to El Cafe, 221 Market Avenue, in beautiful Port Edwards. They had a great Cinco de Mayo celebration yesterday. Heard great things about it. Really, a big tip of the hat to them for the added things that they do. They are a restaurant. They could be just a restaurant, but there's so much more than that. And they have become, over in Port Edwards, a bit of a community hub, and I think that's so darn cool. Go ahead and visit our friends at El Cafe.
Yes.
And get us these birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. We love celebrating with you. Send them to info@WFHR.com, james.mailf@civicmedia.us. You can reach any of our staff with that algorithm. Mm-hmm. You can also go ahead and hit us up right on Facebook. Just DM us on either of our Facebook pages. And
it's an old-fashioned method, James.
Yes, yes. Morse code.
Predate some, not that far back.
No, went too far. Sorry.
call 715-424-2600 and wish your happy birthday live on air.
Yeah.
Heck, if it's your birthday, call us.
Yeah. And so everybody knows. I mean, we would love if you guys wanted to hang on to a birthday and just bring it to us live. That's fun.
Feel free. That'd be cool.
And I don't mean to assume these things. We've been doing this segment for so long. Mm-hmm. But if you call up and give us a birthday, I will add it to the list.
Yes.
I will put it on the list. So yes. It still qualifies. Still qualifies. Mm-hmm. So let's go ahead and get right. I did not close my mic when I did that. I apologize. I thought I hit my mic off. Man, it's a Monday.
Oh.
Let's go ahead and let's dive right into our list. Give me a 1 through 3, Seth.
3.
All right. Gives us our qualifier.
I almost froze there for a second.
Yeah, I put you on the spot.
He panicked.
What number?
4. Zero. It's an oh. We wish a happy birthday first off to Ray Drummond.
Happy birthday, Ray.
Happy birthday, Ray.
Enjoy your day, sir. Hope it's a good one for you.
What did you do, Ray?
Yeah. No,
sorry. Had a moment there.
That's good. And a happy birthday to Kaylee Jo.
Happy birthday, Kaylee.
Happy birthday, Kaylee.
Enjoy your day, Kaylee. Hope it's a great one for you. And we also want to wish a very happy birthday to Diane Hillstead.
Happy birthday, Diane.
Diane is not only a former educator in the Wisconsin Rapids Public Schools here, mm-hmm. she is also our qualifier for today.
Yay! Congratulations.
Diane, appreciate everything you've done in our community, and mm-hmm. we appreciate whoever got us your name, so
absolutely.
We can add it to the list.
Teachers are awesome people. Mm-hmm.
Good morning, and shout out to all the teachers out there. Hang in there. School year's almost over. No, I'm joking. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, sorry if the kids are a little restless today. It's so nice out
there's
there.
There's 4 weeks left, as my son told me this morning. Not that he's counting.
Right.
No,
right.
I'm sure not.
Big list of celebrities here. Let's dive right into them. Naomi Scott is 31. She was Jasmine in the live-action Aladdin remake. Mm. Kids might know her as Kimberly, the Pink Ranger in the Power Rangers movie.
Oh, really? Cool.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
That's pretty cool, yeah.
Let's see here. Chris Paul is 39, point guard for the, well, currently Golden State Warriors. I think he's a free agent after this, though, so he'll be out there.
Okay.
Going to be really interesting to see where he signs.
Mm-hmm.
I am a big fan of this young lady, but I shouldn't call her again. Just a couple years younger than me. But Gabrielle Sedeby is 41. She was Becky in Empire, Queenie in American Horror Story. Before that, she was Precious. That the movie Precious came out some years back.
Yes, I remember
everything.
That.
And she was like just an up-and-comer. And a great, powerful actress. Mm-hmm. She is a little bigger size, and she's an African-American woman. And those things can really, along with being a woman, can make it very difficult in casting.
Yes.
And it's not on her. It's on casting directors.
Yes.
Not having any imagination, which makes no darn sense. And I can get in trouble for doing that kind of stuff, but I can't help myself. When good actors aren't working, that is a problem.
Yes.
For everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Especially people that are in their job is to cast good direct actors.
Right.
She's very good. Happy 41st birthday to her. Roten Brodeur is 51. A Hall of Fame goalie. He's the NHL's all-time leader in wins, shutouts, and games played. Martin Brodeur, also a couple of great nicknames in hockey. Hockey's got this great history of wonderful nicknames.
Of good nicknames, yeah.
And Brodeur's got a couple of them. So the St. Patrick, the Dominator. They called him the Wall too, or something like that as well.
If you're a goalie and your nickname is the Wall, that's always pretty good. That's pretty good, man.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool. So real quick, James, best of all time.
You know, I got no argument with it.
Okay.
If somebody wants to name him that, I would say Esposito. No, I'm kidding. He's not. One of the best actors in the game, and certainly considered by many people kind of the Sinatra of the actors of nowadays. And just by that, I'm meaning head of the board kind of thing. Mm. George Clooney is 63.
Wow. Yeah.
63.
Has anyone aged more gracefully than George Clooney?
It's a great debate.
He looks his age, but he looks fabulous. Yeah, I mean, it's what the heck?
We, as men, should all thank George Clooney for helping make gray cool.
Exactly, yeah.
Really,
I would contest that Sean Connery and Harrison Ford did that.
Okay. Well, I defer to you on that.
Yes, absolutely. 100%. 100%. I mentioned this before. I want to mention it again because I think a lot of people only know George Clooney of now or the last 10, 15 years, mm-hmm. where he has kind of gotten his star to the top of the game. He is maybe the biggest acting star in the world.
Could very well be.
He's one of them for mm-hmm. sure. And maybe that has dipped a little bit in recent years because he hasn't been doing as much, but certainly for
busy
a good stretch
making
there.
Alcohol.
Yeah, right, yeah. George Clooney got his big break in the Attack of the Killer Tomatoes.
That's right.
And it was his big, big movie debut. And as an actor who was struggling in TV shows like Facts of Life, and he was on another show of the 80s and mm-hmm. stuff, you'd see him and everything. So he gets this break on ER years and years later, and he, you know, is overnight sensation almost. People are loving his work, and his contract is wrapping up, so he's going to be done with ER and moving on to movies. And the people of E.T. were kind of trying to put him on the spot and kind of, as his star was rising, trying to kind of crush that. That was their specific goal. Man. And so they tried to embarrass him.
Right.
And they had clips from him of Attack of the Killer Tomatoes. And they put him on the spot in real time, live on the air, making him, you know, answer these, hey, George, what was it like being on this show in this horrible B-movie? And George Clooney, without missing a beat, man, that was one of the greatest experiences of my life. I had such a good time. I'd never been on a movie set before. It was so awesome. Shout out to all the people that worked on it. And he mentions the director. Flipped it around. Like, it was such a well-mastered move, and it was natural.
Mm-hmm.
It was classy, and it was organic, and it was him just being himself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, his Oscar speech, you could take bits of it that were awesome and bits of it that were a bit self-grandizing.
Sure.
but that can't be taken away. This guy cares about the craft and cares about unions, cares about actors having rights.
Mm-hmm.
So much of what has been done in recent years when it comes to actors, not being taken advantage of starts with a guy like him and putting his name on these things.
Yep.
And to the you know, hurt of his career. It's actually hurt his career with some directors and some movie production companies, mm-hmm. which is why he goes ahead and does his own movie production company.
Exactly.
With Sondheimer, who was the writer. They've got their own company.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Got a couple of Oscar winners, Michael Claiborne, and some movies like that,
yeah,
and everything.
Right.
He's incredible.
Thank you. Good night. That's a great movie.
A perfect movie. It's almost a perfect movie.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, Thank You, Good Night is one of the ones you
Plus,
should see.
Plus, man, forget about Attack of the Killer Tomatoes. He survived Batman and Robin. And if you can survive that, you can survive anything, man.
It's pretty good.
And don't forget From Dusk Till Dawn.
Oh, I love that movie.
Beside Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah, that's it.
I love
that
movie.
It's a crazy movie, but it's good.
Roma Downey is 64, Touched by an Angel star, who played, it was in the Bible and Son of God and a number of other movies as well.
Okay.
She's married to Survivor's Mark Burnett. I did not know that.
Oh, interesting. How about that?
That's very interesting. She's always been a bit religious, and she's taken her career that step and gone that route. So when you think of her, you almost kind of associate her with that. The fact that she's married to Mark Burnett, the Survivor guy, is so contrast. It's so weird. That's interesting. Yeah, good
you
for
You never
them.
Know what'll
yeah,
happen.
I wish them well. Maybe one of the greatest underappreciated hosts of all time, Tom Bergeron, is 69 today.
Love him.
If you need somebody to host something nowadays, he is my first choice. He's perfect. He's such a great host, does such an amazing job. I don't know if he's still doing Dancing with the Stars.
No, he's been out for a little while.
I know there was
but...
some controversy there and everything. That show is the same without him.
Yep.
Like, he's the best in the game right now. I don't know if he's the best all time, but he's one of the best ever hosts.
Yes, yeah. Hollywood Squares, America's Funniest Home Videos, Dancing with the Stars. Oh, he was also an anchor on Good Morning America.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know that.
When we were kids, yeah.
From 97 to 98.
Yeah. He's so quick, man.
He is.
He's got
he's
a great
good.
Wit. Yeah.
He's very
yeah.
good. Mm-hmm. Underappreciated job, mm-hmm. you know, being a good host like he is, mm-hmm. being able to move things along and all that, not ramble, not get on your soapbox. Wait a minute.
Maybe you should take notes.
Yeah,
moving
yeah,
on,
I
moving
go
on.
No. I think I'm going to take some notes from Mr. Bergeron. Bob Seger is 79, Motor City Madman.
Wow.
Hollywood Nights, Against the Wind, We've Got Tonight, Old Time Rock and Roll.
I wish I had a good Bob Seger.
Yeah,
I really don't. Yeah, it sounds a little too Michael McDonald, but yeah.
my dad's pick for the greatest baseball player of all time, Willie Mays. 93 today for Baseball Hall of Famer Willie Mays.
We love you, Willie. Still with us. Love it.
That's so cool.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. A 10 at everything. There was nothing Willie Mays was not a 10 at.
Still my favorite. My favorite are old video or old films of him playing stickball in the streets of New York with kids.
Yeah.
You see all these kids running around, and then also this giant guy is with them playing stickball with them. It was awesome.
Some people no longer with us. Reuben Hurricane Carter, born in 1937, passed away in 2014. Boxer wrongly convicted of murder. Denzel played him and should have won an Oscar for playing him in The Hurricane. Bob Dylan also, of course, wrote the very famous song, The Hurricane.
Mm-hmm.
It's an incredible, interesting man.
Yes.
And Orson Welles, born in this day in 1915, passed away in 1985. Citizen Kane. Like, that's all I got to say. I could keep going, too. Of course, history, you know, so many other different things. Like, the important narration he did for the History of the World, Part 1.
Nice. All right. First of all, from Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
He was born in Kenosha. Yeah. Yeah. He was from Wisconsin, lived there between there and Chicago when he was growing up, because his dad lived in Chicago. But he is my hero, well, at least one of my heroes. Yes, he did great films. He did a tremendous stage presence. He directed many famous plays in the 30s on Broadway. But for me, and for I think for him, his first love was always radio.
Yeah.
And for me, I will always remember, of course, you know, the famous War of the Worlds broadcast. But he knew how to use his voice, and he knew how to use radio. Go back and listen to his Mercury Theater on the Air, stuff that he was doing in 1938, 39. He would, you know, they would dramatize famous works of literature and that sort of thing, including War of the Worlds. That's where it came from. Listen to how they did this. It's remarkable how they put together a show like that in 1 week. All the sound effects, all the adaptation, the actors he had with him were all fabulous. I mean, that's the epitome for me. That's the epitome of radio drama, was what they were doing back in the 30s.
There will never be another thing like it.
Mm-mm.
We will never have another War of the Worlds moment.
No.
We'll never be that innocent or that vulnerable or naive or any of these things as a society. We've gone the other route.
Yep.
Now, if you hear that broadcast, you're immediately cynical.
It's all cynical, yeah.
Aliens literally have, you know, or could or whatever land here.
Yeah.
And we're all going to be just the same about it. Yeah, I don't know. I got to see it in person. What Orson Welles pulled off, as somebody who has loved radio from the moment I was born, and one of the earliest books I read was War of the Worlds. I'm a huge, huge fan of that story.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also a big, big fan of mischievousness and the prank. It's the greatest prank of all time.
Like,
it's not a good way to really word it or anything. But
I know what you mean.
In a joking sense, it is the greatest prank of all time.
Yes.
You will never top it. Never be able to top that. It's amazing. And of course, all the other things you mentioned. Very well said, Seth. Mm-hmm. Very well said.
And his first name was really George. Orson was actually his middle name.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. one more time, we wish happy birthdays to Ray and Kaylee, and a very happy birthday to our qualifier, Diane Hillstead.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, everybody.
Enjoy your days, all of you, and we encourage you to head on over to El Cafe. Treat yourself. They're at 221 Market Avenue, beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden's visit to Wisconsin Wednesday will highlight a massive increase in the scale of Microsoft's future data center in Mount Pleasant. Microsoft is building a billion-dollar data center building at the Wisconsin Innovation Park. The Journal Sentinel reports the first phase is just the tip of the iceberg for Microsoft's plans for Racine County. A collection of art by inmates of Wisconsin State Prisons is on view at the Neville Public Museum in Green Bay. Curator Deborah Bremer says people are surprised by the quality of the art, but that she also understands.
It's about hardship, it's about crimes, it's about victims.
Art Against the Odds is on display through Sunday the 19th. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. This morning is the monthly Vet Breakfast at Grace's Restaurant in Wisconsin Rapids. This Veterans Breakfast happens on the first Monday of every month at 9 a.m. On Wednesday, Heroes Cafe begins at 7:30 a.m. at Crossview Church. The American Legion Post 9 will hold their monthly meeting on Wednesday at 7 p.m. There was no change to gas prices over the last week. The average across the state is $3.34 per gallon today. Prices are a little over 5 cents per gallon lower than a month ago, but 1.5 cents higher than this time last year. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at GasBuddy, thinks the spring peak appears to be behind us. A weaker-than-expected jobs report brings some concern that the demand for gasoline could remain weak through the summer driving season. Patrick predicts prices will continue to cool leading up to Memorial Day weekend. Prices in central Wisconsin today range from $3.14 to $3.22 per gallon. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Packers wrap up rookie minicamp. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers' 11 draft picks and another 40 undrafted players were at the Packers' 2 days of practice over the weekend. The team signing three tryout players and a receiver, Dimitri Stanley, the son of Walter Stanley, a receiver for the Packers in the 1980s. Head coach Matt LaFleur asked about that sling on his left arm the past couple of weeks.
What happened?
Got a little fight with the bench press, so I lost.
Baseball, the Brewers in Kansas City tonight against the Royals. After losing 5-0 to the Cubs, it's the first series loss for the crew on the road so far this season.
It's little things that makes a difference between good and great. So that's what a young team's going to learn, and we're going to have to go through this and learn it and keep our energy and keep our focus the right way. And it's a great challenge. You know, you lose a series to the Cubs on the road, especially in this environment. It's it's no fun, but you learn from it.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing? Dollar driver.
It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on.
Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you're harassing
me. I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
If I could be you.
And you could be me. For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside. Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talk to retired Major General Randy Manner about Project 2025 and what that could mean to American democracy. Hour number two, cars versus deer. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 10.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 71 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, 48. Tomorrow, cloudy, scattered showers, isolated thunderstorms with some locally heavy rain, and a high tomorrow near 61. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James hanging out with you. Bengals playing us in. We hope you're having a great Monday out there, everybody. It's not too manic for you. Not too much.
We've had enough manic around here this morning. So we're good.
Just stop.
Yeah, please. Like it feels like we got back from the WBAs, and it's just been that way for me ever since. So anyway, I love a pause. Take a breath. Okay.
There you go.
Yeah. And that's a good thing to remember, everybody. Just taking a moment, taking a breath. It takes 3 seconds, but you breathe in, breathe out. It can be such a relaxer for you. And those are the kind of things to keep in mind when we're getting into this topic here. We hear a lot of a lot about how just walking is great for your health, but is it really enough? Someone talked to a fitness expert who said we should really be focusing on three different types of movement each week.
Okay.
So last week, we kind of touched on this a little bit with how many steps we take. And Melissa and I were talking a little bit about the step counters that you can get and the apps they have. In fact, this weekend, we were even touching on this a little bit. I do want to thank my teammates here because I would not have been able to go to the WBAs without you two. So I appreciate both of you for that.
Yep, your chauffeur bill will arrive in the mail.
Yeah, I've been worried about that. I've been trying to budget for it. But this is something that we're more and more thinking about, and we have less and less time to think about. You know, what is the thing that you usually put to the side when you're compartmentalizing in your brain and the busy rush of the manic Monday is happening and the plans that you had are falling apart, but you got to get these things done? What's the thing that takes the side? Exercise. Taking care of yourself. Any of these things.
Mm-hmm.
So and when we have opportunities to be able to kind of help you with that or help ourselves with that, cause it's not just you. We're helping ourselves as well here.
Right.
Everybody getting in on this. We're going to touch on these subjects. So here they are. Number one, everyday movement. That includes things like walking, stretching, and bending. Doing that stuff every day is a great first step. It doesn't seem like a lot, may not feel like it is, but I promise you, and I do mean this, I promise you, do it for a week. Do it a couple times for a week. Give it a shot. You don't like it, fine. But I really feel like, especially towards the end of the week, just even doing those little things, getting some bending, getting some stretching in, you're going to feel better. You're going to be thankful for it. Because even if it is a placebo effect, which it isn't, but even if it were, that is a great building block. That is something you can build on.
That's true.
When it comes to working out for your body and everything.
Yeah.
Athletic movement comes in at number two,
meaning
things like true cardio and weight training. Not every day, but a few times a week. The more varied, the better.
Okay.
When I was a kid in the 80s, the way my father was trained and everything, working out, so many people pushed weights. Got to be able to bench the most. Got to be able to bench. How much you bench?
Yeah, right.
How much you bench? and for guys like my dad that were built a bit skinnier and stocky and all that, it was more about reps. And sure enough, nowadays, that's more of where it leans towards.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if you can bench 300 pounds if you can only do it once.
Yeah, right.
But can you do 150 10 times? Can you do that kind of thing?
Yep.
That is where we're finding more of it. And that's something you can take into your actual workout, like how often you work out.
Mm-hmm.
It isn't pounding the gym every 5 times a week or 6 times a week. Your body doesn't have a chance to recover. Your body doesn't, much like, you know, trying to learn a bunch of information at 2 in the morning when you haven't slept, James. Your body isn't going to retain that information. Your body is not going to retain the working out as well if you're just pounding yourself into the ground.
Right.
That's an important one to keep in mind, too. And social movement, meaning it also involves other people. So things like golfing, dancing, pickleball, whatever it is, just make sure it's something you enjoy or you won't make it a habit.
Right. Oh, I hadn't thought about that, but that's great. That's cool. I like that.
I hate golf. But I'm going to make myself do it.
Yeah, right.
It's a social activity.
Pickleball's an option that a lot of people are picking up.
Right now, yeah, it's popular.
Pickleball is pretty huge.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those, you know, what's so cool about that to me is young, old, man, woman, it doesn't matter. Everybody's playing it. Like, there's no, this is kind of frustrating for a lot of people that are trying to make a buck off of it. Like, well, how do we market this? How do we do this? There's I know LeBron James and a couple of other big names are trying to start a national, like, a pickleball league, like an official, like you know, major league sport,
right?
But they can't figure out ages or what to do here or any of that stuff. And it's interesting. It's kind of interesting where this is going and everything.
That's right.
So there's a lot of different ways you can do this, everybody. But
I was kidding about the golf thing. I don't really know. I haven't played that much.
I do think that one of the biggest takeaways from this is try.
Yeah.
Give it a try.
Try
to do these things. Give these things a try. You know, what's working for one isn't going to work for another. So just, you know, trying to figure out what's best for you. But you deserve to live a long, healthy life, and doing these things is going to help you do that.
That's right.
And we have a lot of opportunity in our community to do that. We have the bike share program, the beautiful pickleball courts.
Mm-hmm.
Parks, the trails.
Got so many parks.
Our YMCA, which is fabulous. Yes. One of the best in I could say Wisconsin. It's probably one of the best in Wisconsin.
I would put our Y against any Y in the state.
Or any exercise place for that matter.
We have options too for, you know, if you think you can't afford a membership, go talk to them.
Ask them. They can work with you. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yes.
We will check in with our partners when we come back. We're going to talk about science saying something about sports.
Science!
Science! When we come back on the morning show here at WFR.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
What does cheese, beer, and you have to do with local radio?
I know, it's Todd Alba and the Trick V. Olsen's What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour.
To get out of your own little silo and just listen to folks, you find out Wisconsin is pretty darn great already.
It's great to be from Wisconsin, Todd. It's just such a fantastic place.
Miss them in your town, more visits and your chance to connect coming up.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
We are the boy band.
Your tween made you see.
We are the boy band.
It's painful concert number 3.
We are the boy band. We're 5 and 19. We are the boy band. Always singing on key.
You love your kids enough to take them to see their favorite band. Love them enough to make sure they're buckled up in the back seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 71 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, 48. Tomorrow, cloudy, scattered showers, isolated thunderstorms with some locally heavy rain, and a high tomorrow near 61. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
I didn't have music play. I didn't have anything ready to go. So
it was the mouth kazoo?
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Yep. I don't know what instrument or what that
He's
was.
He's a master of the mouth kazoo. We're calling it that from now on.
Well, I try not to do this very often, but look, it ain't bragging if you can back it up. I am a wicked air guitar player. I am very good at air guitar. It just wasn't here. You guys couldn't hear it.
Yeah.
I was jamming like crazy, but you guys couldn't hear
See,
it.
I have an actual instrument that I also am killer on, but it doesn't translate well to radio. Because it's a tambourine.
But you know what? What are these shows, though? We got to have you play us in with just the tambourine, Melissa. did you waste your whole weekend watching NBA playoffs and the Kentucky Derby? We know Melissa did.
Yes, that was high on my list.
Yeah. We are going to talk a little bit about watching sports, though, for a second. A new study in Japan found that watching sports boosts our mental health and generally makes us happier human beings.
Like it.
This is a key part, yes. And we all have a place on this one, I think. So, researchers scanned people's brains while they watched various sports and found it activated, quote, the reward circuits.
Okay.
Ooh.
The reward circuits in our brain, which are linked to the feelings of pleasure and happiness.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They also found that people who regularly watch a lot of sports have more gray matter in those areas, which suggests it might even change your brain structure over time.
Okay. Wow.
So much.
That's insane.
So much.
For those seeking to enhance their overall well-being, regularly watching sports can serve as an effective remedy.
Okay.
And this is out of Waseda University. Again, you can go to their website and find out more. If you throw this into your search engine, you can dive into this deeper and everything, because there's some pretty fascinating stuff about this, especially with that gray matter part.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not just sports that does this. They did this study on sports, but entertainment can often do this. Hobbies can often do this. There's other things that do this, certainly. But I don't think that for a lot of people, they thought that sports had much positive to it.
Right.
Scientifically, on our brains and everything. So I think that's kind of noteworthy. It's kind of interesting. And it just gives a lot of like weight to the people that really just want to sit and watch sports all
yes.
day.
Yes. Yep.
All right. You have an excuse.
We have everything we need now. Yes we do.
Thank you, science. Thank you for that. We appreciate it.
Who is this funded by? I mean, this is a study.
I see the funding
funded
from
by Nike.
NFL,
ESPN,
NFL, MLB. So stripping all the actual the heart of this, if you will, the sports part of it. You can pull that out and insert something else. The fact that we're learning more and more about these reward circuits and what our brain, mm-hmm. Hits on that, and looking at the fact that, is anybody else marveling at the idea that we are not only our brains can change, that we can change our brains? Mm. The rewriting of the person's brain.
Yes.
If I hadn't actually done this to my own brain, I don't know if I believe it could happen.
It's hard to fathom. Yeah.
But I'm walking, living, breathing proof mm-hmm. that it is.
No, absolutely.
And so for me, I'm such a big believer in this and mm-hmm. such a big pusher of this because my life changed with this. Mm-hmm. And I'm so much better. And I wouldn't be in this chair without it, by the way, mm-hmm. Which is, could be good or bad yep. for some people listening. we can rewire that is so fascinating to me.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. that we're still learning things about our brains.
Yeah.
I mean, we've had them this whole time.
Mm. Well, maybe you've had yours the whole time. I lost mine for a while there. I don't know what happened to it.
I love the matter of fact, the way you said that. It was so great. That was so good. I want to remind everybody, we've got a really special, fun, unique Kitchens Open to kick off the 9 o'clock hour for you. Mm-hmm. Everyone, be sure to be listening for that. Stick around for the 9 o'clock hour. We'll get into the WBAs and get a little more detailed on the award winner for Civic Media and some of that. We'll have some fun as well. Plenty more coming up at the 9 o'clock. But a woman's resume hack is all over TikTok because it's brilliant. And because it's weird, you have to go to these lengths in 2024.
Okay.
It all hinges on the fact that companies use AI to filter out job candidates now.
They do.
Yep.
So
this is something that we're not I'll be completely honest with the audience. Whole reason I'm bringing this topic up is just so I could shoehorn in there that companies are doing this.
Yes.
Because we haven't really gotten to talk about that mm-hmm. yet when it comes to AI.
No.
On the Sunrise Show this morning, we played a new song from Randy Travis. Now, for those that know Randy Travis's history and what he's been through in the last 10, 15 years,
yep.
you might be saying, that's impossible. How did that happen?
Mm-hmm.
AI. Yep. AI helped that happen.
Yes, it did.
AI with his Randy, with his most trusted producer, along with another young artist, were able to create new music from Randy Travis.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That is incredible. And it's Randy Travis. Like, it's his voice.
It's him, yes.
It is him singing. I just played it this morning, and I swear to God, I completely forgot about all the technical stuff that made it happen. Mm-hmm. I just got into the song, and oh, man, I'm hearing new music from Randy Travis. Like, we've got to get better about this. AI is not the devil. AI is controlled by human beings.
It's a tool. Yes.
It's a tool. It's a tool. Let's really put our focus on the true evil of AI, spell check. That's the real.
Autocorrect. Autocorrect.
Autocorrect and all that. Yeah. The company's doing this, though. This takes out the human touch of everything. Mm-hmm. This bothers me even more than people using AI to fill out their resumes. The idea of this, how many of us got a job or multiple jobs because we were in front of the person. We were actually mm-hmm. talking to the person and making eye contact and could have a real conversation.
Right.
How many people feel that their resume truly represents them?
It's impossible.
Yeah.
It's impossible. I mean, it can give you an idea of, your experience, your education, mm-hmm. that sort of thing. But it's not you.
Bullet pointed list.
That's all it is. Yeah.
What you've done in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, the fact that you have to go through multiple levels of AI just to get your resume in front of a real person it's been going on for quite some time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there has been some companies that have been angry at this woman and at some of these hacks and everything. And to them, I say, do your job.
Really?
Do your job, man. What were you hired for? If AI is doing all these things, let's just pay AI. Get out of here. Get out of here. Go work. Be like the rest of us and have to find a job. And all of a sudden, you have to apply for jobs and look where you are.
Oh, no.
Hey, are you going to be looking for some hacks there?
Yeah. Well,
we got one for you from this lady.
All right.
Here's the hack. Just copy the entire job description and paste it somewhere into your resume in the tiniest font possible. Then make the font white so it's invisible. AI will still see it, and it'll have the keywords it's looking for.
That is awesome.
That is pretty good.
That is awesome.
That's pretty good.
I'm with them. I'm totally with her. Yeah. Do it. Do it, everybody.
This is the place to use that hack.
Mm-hmm.
Not if you're a college student in an English class and you don't have enough words in your document, so you put them at the just a bunch of gibberish at the end of your paper and make it white in tiny font. Guess what? Your English teacher is going to discover that you did that.
Yeah, sorry.
It's
not going to work.
I had no idea that she'd take the time to you know, highlight over it. I didn't know she'd get me that way. I didn't know. I don't know. I love this. I love this idea because I like the idea of anybody being able to flip the system. I'll be honest.
Yeah.
That's in my nature. Yeah. It's in my nature. So
and
that alone.
Like this to AI, you know, is I say awesome to a real person. Not, you know, dude.
Whether it is helping an artist that has beloved and done so much great work in his career, able to continue that career and continue his love and passion, like we talked about with Randy Travis, or it's some of the other things that AI has been able to help us there's so much that it's done scientifically with genomes and these things that we haven't been able to connect, or we're missing just one little link, and AI has been able to help us find that link that could literally change humanity going forward. Healthcare-wise, health-wise, all these things. It's got positives, and it's also got some pretty darn negatives to it.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, sounds like life.
Seriously, everything has, and technology is a great example. It's there, and it can be used by humans for both positive and negative things.
And bad. Yep.
Sugar is awesome. We love sugar. Sugar's great. Too much sugar, that can be a problem.
Bad for you.
So what have we done as a society? Well, we should get rid of sugar. We should make sugar evil. Wait a minute. No. We learned to manage this as a society. Shocking.
Yeah.
We can do two things at once. We can hold two thoughts in our head at once, everybody. This is remarkable.
I'm shocked.
What a day to find out WBA awards and all this.
May 6th, 2024. Now you know.
And knowing is half the battle.
G.I. Joe.
Yeah. Star Swipe.
oh my goodness, you guys. You're so 80s and 90s.
We are.
Can't help it. Melissa's going to be taking over the rest of the morning show, everybody. And it's for the best for everyone. We actually will be back with Melissa's Kitchen's Open. We're looking forward to that, everyone. Stick around. Good stuff coming up for you on the morning show at WFHR.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W24.